Welcome to the Wager Makers Podcast with Webb and Schmidt.
Brick by brick, baby. I'm freaking out, Webb.
I'm told there'd be no man. Duke Kennedy is going to be an asset.
What a bunch of projects. Hello, my name is Steve Smith, and this is Rob Weber. Say hey, Webb.
Hello, hello. What's up, Smith?
I'm Smith, that's Webb, and we are the Wager Makers, and this is the Wager Maker Podcast. Webb, this is Wager Maker Podcast number sweet 16 already. Hard to believe.
Sweet 16. Time's flying. Time's flying.
So you don't forget, you can listen to us at iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, YouTube, Google Play Music, Podbean, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, even on YouTube. Don't forget, you can check out our picks on SportsWatchMonitor.com. Unfortunately, our picks on SportsWatchMonitor.com have not been doing too hot, Webb. This is the weekend recap, and the recap is a lot of bad news, except there's some good news, but we'll get to that in a second. But we'll talk about our picks for a little bit.
Just go against us, man. You'd be driving a Mercedes by now. We're getting pummeled, getting our teeth kicked in. But that's all right. It's going to turn.
No doubt. I was texting you yesterday afternoon, Webb, that I was just in dire straits. My survivor teams, I have two survivor pools, two big users, huge survivor pools. Both teams got knocked out. I got my fantasy teams 1-3. They suck.
Our picks just suck. Right,
we're number 82 out of 83 in the NFL and number 78 out of 80 handicappers in the NCAA.
Only one way to go, baby. Only one way to go.
I had one saving grace last night, Webb. One saving grace. We can't get further into the show without discussing.
That was two shabby teams right there. Neither team ain't doing nothing. Neither one of them.
Shabby teams. 3-0 with their backup quarterback. What's he shabby? You can talk to your boy. Talk about your boys like that. Your boys are shabby.
Same record, right? Listen, we'll see what happens.
3-1. That was just 3-1. We knew going in it was going to be kind of a weird game because
that game sucked to watch. There was nothing good. There was not one good thing about
the game.
That
was
game.
Fucking awesome. The game was sucked. Awesome. You know, we knew sucked. It would be weird because so many stars.
So
were
now
out.
you guys, now people can walk around like they don't work at Foot Locker no more. Everything's all right now. There now, everybody's okay.
No,
everybody's
we still hate right. the rest because all the calls went against the Disney last night too.
Yeah, that fumble didn't go against it. How about this bullshit pass?
It was a fumble.
Time, Mario Cooper. Come
it was
on.
A fumble. How about when Dak Prescott slides and gets a
he
personal
hit him in the
foul?
Head.
Okay.
He hit him in the
what
head.
About when our guy slides? They throw the flag and then they pick it up. He didn't get hit in the head. He got hit in the head too.
Quick cry.
I'm not crying. You're crying. You said it was a shitty game. It was a great game.
It was. Did
best game
it?
I've seen all year. Best game I've seen all year.
Yeah.
And, you know, we knew it was going to be weird because we knew so many stars were out. You know, Drew Brees didn't play. Dak Prescott didn't play. Amari Cooper didn't play. And neither did Zeke. None of them played. It was so weird. It was weird watching those two teams without those guys playing.
Yeah. Who wrote that joke? Chad?
That was good. I've been waiting to use that all day long.
Yeah,
Nobody showed up. Nobody showed up for the Cowboys. Shut them down. Shut him down. And look, I'm not a
big... Shut himself down. Prescott missed two. He makes one throw. The game's over. It doesn't matter.
I don't really like to talk a lot of smack after the game. I like to sit on my victory and relax. I like to talk smack leading up to the game. I'm not a big. I told you so. But I'm not a big. You know. I'm not a big talk shit guy. And it's weird. I feel like this week with the Dallas and the Saints. That's kind of what brought us down our picks a little bit. We weren't meshing. We weren't jiving.
Yeah,
you know, we were on opposite ends.
On our game, but,
You know, that Chad Arnold, speaking of Chad earlier, that dude has been tough on us, man. He's been tough on us. He's like one of our best listeners, right? So he's on Facebook all the time, dude. He puts your head.
Does he
must
job?
Know about Photoshop or something.
Yeah, does he work?
I don't know. He's got a lot of time on his hands. He's got a lot of time on his hands.
Time.
He put your head on top of a Saints cheerleader Photoshop. He put your head on top of some Brokeback Mountain memes with the Cowboys. Oh, Photoshop? Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That's right.
He even went too far. You know, the only thing, I talked about how bad my week went. We lost every game. I got knocked out of the Survivor. I got fantasy football team stuck. You know, the only thing worse than that is when your wife picks games now, and she's 3-0. 3-0.
That is pretty bad. That is pretty bad.
And now she's like, oh, man, you should have listened to me. You should have did what I told you. So she's 3-0. So she picked Pitt the first week. We talked about that. And then somehow she came up with she's listening to this tout on a radio every Thursday afternoon or something like that. And he gives her Florida State and Tampa. And, of course, they both win. She's like, I told you. The guy said the early money was on Florida State. I'm like, you don't even know what that means. Let me know what that means. So nothing worse than losing all the games and your wife is
you're right, it's undefeated.
Giving
right.
a shit.
Now she'll never bet again and she'll never live it down.
And then she was all excited going into the dome because she was found out Tampa was winning. She's like, if Tampa win, well, first of all, early in the week, she's like, what games did I pick again? I said, you picked Tampa and you picked Florida State. No, I didn't pick Tampa. And then she realized, I picked the Bucks. I'm like, that's Tampa. So
whatever she does, yeah, whatever. She's like that girl that wins at the office that wins the pool every week.
Yeah.
Betting on the pretty uniforms.
So Chad Arnold actually, so she's 3-0. So Chad Arnold actually, in addition to put your head on top of all that shit, he does an actual petition on Facebook, a petition to get special picks done by Sharon on the show.
How's that working out?
Well, she's 3-0.
Well, how's his petition doing?
Well, I think he's got 6 signatures. But I tell you what, after how we did on Sunday, I signed myself.
No doubt, I
put my own signature on there.
I want to hear what her picks are.
Yeah, we'll see what she's like. But so anyway, speaking of that, we're gonna have a special pick segment here in a second, since you know Chad's been wanting he's been wanting somebody to come on and make the picks. We'll have a lady's going to come on and make a picks in a little while.
All right. Well,
he's been wanting.
We're here to please. Ask and you shall receive, Chad.
So, we really appreciate all the feedback, Chad. And also Nick Perrone, too. Man, he reached out on Twitter. He gave me some shit about my Power of the Dome. Power of the Dome. I think I was.
That bullshit.
Ended up being right. I mean, ended up being 100% right, the Power of the Dome.
Yeah.
Jason Witten fumbles. That's Power of the Dome shit right there, bro.
How'd that work out last year?
Nick Perrone's a Jet fan. He doesn't understand home field advantage. He roots for a team called New York that plays in New Jersey, and they share a football stadium with another NFL team.
It used to be called Giant Stadium.
Of course he doesn't understand what home field advantage is. Of course he can't understand Power of the Dome. But we appreciate you guys calling in, writing in, getting involved.
Call me
that's
out.
What we love.
I got off of Jameis right on the perfect time.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So I got to give him his props on that.
We were talking good stuff about Jameis Winston all season long until this week.
Knocked him out of the suicide pool.
I'm telling everybody, watch out for San Diego this week. Watch out for San Diego in a suicide. Dolphins will be tough. Dolphins had their first lead of the year, 7-3.
Yeah.
From the minute I saw the score, the things went downhill.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to get positive. I'll tell you what, right now it's 24-3. The Steelers are up. We took the Steelers and we took the under.
Monday night, baby.
This is our turnaround, right? I feel it right now is our turnaround.
That's it. I agree. Hey, can't get any worse.
Right now is our turnaround. So like I said, Chad Arnold, he's been honest. He's got the Sharon petition going, everything else. But here's a little funny petition. Story, Webb, that you don't know. Okay?
Uh-oh.
Here's a funny story. I'm really good friends with Chad Arnold's father-in-law. Okay? In fact, I've known his wife for longer than Chad has known his wife.
Okay.
So, in fact, in my fantasy football league, we talked about a while back, Chad Arnold's father-in-law, Dwight, is one of the guys in that league. Guys, we go back 25 years.
Okay.
So I reached out to his wife, Kelly, today.
Okay. That's good.
To do some celebrity picks. And Chad wanted some celebrity picks here so bad. Some special picks. I reached out to Kelly.
All right.
And we needed to get some dirt on Chad. And we need to get some good picks from someone other than us, obviously, because everybody knows our picks stink.
All right.
And we're going to clean up the language a little bit, because in this interview we might have more than just Kelly on the thing.
Hey, listen, this is a family friendly show.
Our picks are so bad. I told you last week, if they don't get better, it's all on the table. Brad Bohannon's puppy idea, that's on the table.
Hey, listen, what can I say?
Wives making picks, that's on the table.
Wives. Kids,
chicken drop on the table. darts at a board
darts.
On the table.
Left-handed darts, yep. Ping pong balls, you name it.
Okay, so without further ado, Webb, Chad's been really hard on us. He's been making fun of us a lot, so we have some celebrity guest pickers on the show tonight. We have Julia, Molly, and Kelly Arnold. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, girls, welcome. Thanks for the time.
Yes, you're welcome.
So, Kelly, Chad's been really hard on us. He's been making fun of Rob a lot. He's even been calling for Sharon, my wife, to come on and make some picks, so we want to get some dirt on him. Can you girls help me out with that?
Yeah.
I love it.
So can you tell me a little bit some stuff about your dad that you think might be funny? Like I heard he dresses up kind of funny for the LSU games. Does he do that?
Oh yeah. And
he snores a lot.
Oh, he does? I bet he keeps his mom up at night.
And he farts a lot.
I'm sure he does. And they stink too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he poops a lot.
Oh, yeah. He poops, he stinks up the whole house, I bet. You guys can't hardly say.
This has already gone off the rails. I think this has already gone off the rails.
These kids out of control.
So, Kelly, we're going to have you on. We're going to have you do a pick on the game. Thursday night game. The Seattle Seahawks play the Los Angeles Rams. Do you have any feeling about that?
I feel like I always want the Rams to lose.
I love that feeling. And you know what else? The Seahawks, they lost their last home game, and they're going back to a back-to-back home games. I think I like them at home as well.
They lost to the Saints, yeah.
So, Kelly, one time I got my wife down on the football field for a Saints game, and all she kept talking about was how good-looking Cam Jordan and Tom Brady were. Are there any players out there that you think are really good-looking that we can fool around with Chad a little bit?
Oh, I like Thomas Morstead.
Oh, yeah, he's a good one.
Wow, keep it local. Who?
Drew Brees.
Yeah, come on, he's just famous.
And he has missed two more games because he has surgery on his thumb.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. He was doing too many thumb wars. He didn't do it. He was sneak attack.
1, 2, 3, 4. I declare a thumb war.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's awesome.
Hey, Kella. Hey, Molly and Julia. Who do you got? What do you guys think? You like the Rams or the Seahawks on Thursday night? What do you guys think?
Seahawks.
All right. Oh,
I think it's unanimous. I think it's unanimous.
Seahawks before.
You cheered for the Seahawks before? Do you know any players on their team?
A cheer game.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I think they wanted to hear about Dad's LSU outfit that he wears sometimes when things get a little crazy.
Okay, so he has, if the LSU they need extra support, he goes in his room, he has his creepy mask with the LSU colors on it, he put that on. He has his poncho made out of yarn, he puts that on, it's the same as his mask, and he has his giant wrestling belt.
he's a wrestling guy too,
he
huh?
He has like gloves. And he has gloves with the LSU Tiger eye on
it. He looks like one of those Mexican wrestlers.
He really does. Yeah.
So he likes to dress up.
Going to Mexico on a cruise.
Does it help? Does it work?
Do you think it helps, Molly?
I think every time something good happens, he yells like crazy. I can hear him throughout the whole house.
Does he have to stay in the same seat, or does he move? You know, if things are going good, he stays in the seat.
He moves a lot.
Even if they're doing good?
Yeah.
When my team's doing good, I just stay there. I can't move. I make my daughter get me something to eat and drink. I can't even get up.
All right. Well, listen, girls. I just got word from our secret helper that your daddy's on his way back to the house right now. So we're going to have to hang up. But thank you so much for the help. This is going to be a great help with us moving forward.
Okay. You're welcome.
Girl, thank God. Daddy said you could have some ice cream tonight. Go eat some ice cream.
Tomorrow. All right, good night, guys.
Thank you so much, you guys. That was great.
Thank you.
All right, Webb. Well, that was pretty cool. Thank you so much for Kelly and Molly and Julia for being a good sport.
Great, girls. Thank you, ladies.
Oh man, that was awesome. That was awesome. This is your chance to get Chad
put
back.
Put a meme up of that mask on and put that on Facebook for me, buddy.
Actually, I think I looked on Facebook and he has that up as one of his pictures on there.
Right.
But we also found out he snores and farts a lot. Stinky fart.
That's, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. But we also got a pick for Thursday night.
More important.
Long story short, we got a pick for Thursday night. We got the Seahawks.
Seattle +2. Let me see. I think it's 2.
And I actually like that. I like them as a home dog. I actually like that they...
We got Seattle -2 here. We got Seattle -2.
All right. Well, then I like them at home anyway, just because they lost their last home game. And they haven't lost home games.
Who they lose to, I wonder.
Oh, let me guess. Oh, maybe it was the New Orleans Saints. I guess anybody could lose that one.
That's right. So that means they suck at home.
Oh, man, that was good. Good stuff. Chad, I wonder how nervous Chad was leading into that, knowing we're doing that as soon as his wife and kids come on. And, Chad, for the record, we were just trying to get Kelly on, but she brought the kids in. We weren't trying to get the kids involved. But they gave us some great ammunition, that's for sure.
Extra ice cream for the girls tonight, too, just so you know.
Don't blame them. Blame breakfast. Us. Breakfast. Don't blame them. Blame us.
Yeah, right.
All right. So,
all right, so they're off, right? So I can just dropping fucking F-bombs for this fucking bullshit weekend we had?
Yeah, we can get back to our regular show. I'm pretty sure they can put them to bed.
Good.
You got something else about this fucking bullshit week that we had?
I mean, listen, I don't, besides fuck the Web and Smith Wager Makers picks. Fuck the Broncos. Fuck the Texans. Fuck the Redskins. And fuck the Falcons. That's all I got to say. Yeah. I don't know how. I don't understand what's going on. I don't know how that dude's got a job in Atlanta. And I don't know what they're doing. How is Deshaun Watson going to make it? Dude gets pummeled. Gets his head kicked in. It's crazy. And they're in the, he keeps him in the, he's a one man show. And is JJ Watt, does he play still?
They should put him on the offensive line.
Yeah, right. They should. That's good. That is good. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know, Joe Flacco. I don't know. John Elway, it's a good thing he, the legend, because he clearly doesn't know what the fuck he's done.
I had high hopes for the Broncos this year. You know that.
Yeah.
And now they said Chubb is out for the season.
Don't matter. He didn't have a sack. He didn't do nothing.
Well, they're 0-4. Who cares?
Right.
Take a break. Take a break. Right. Be like that kid in Houston.
Take a sit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Redshirt it.
Right. That's right. It's early enough. You come back next year. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, our weekend started out. We had Green Bay at home. Oh, big Green Bay. Tough defense. Yeah, they're doing blah, blah, blah. Eagles went up and down the field at will on them.
Todd Lewis,
Scarjul. You guys, I hold you personally responsible for. We were on the Eagles 2 weeks in a row, and they suck, and then they go into Green Bay and win on a Thursday night.
Right. I might have to even go with the Eagles this week in the suicide, too. I think they got the Jets this week. It's another cakewalk.
Suicide. My suicide is done. I fell on the sword. I fell on the sword this week.
What did Goff have? 571 yards and 5 interceptions or something like that? Was that right?
Fumbles, interceptions, everything.
Yeah. Hey, we did pick a Jameis interception, though.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they got that pick six right about when I felt the guy was gonna had a chance to win.
Yeah, just enough to really have it hurt. Walking into the dome, tied us up, gonna be a miracle.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's still Tampa Bay. I still got the Rams over Tampa Bay. I still got
right.
that.
Still another pick, right. McVay, he's a genius, boy genius. Yeah, right.
We finally got to the point where we're walking into the dome and Sharon's like, "How's Tampa doing?" I said, "Listen, all kidding aside, this is."
No, right.
Like all can decide each of these without getting into how much money, each of these pools I'm in are worth a lot of money, like a good bit of money to win. And then she saw I was kind of getting pissed and I felt bad. And she's like, I'm sorry. And I was like, no, don't worry about it. You pick good.
Right.
But I was like, no, both. And I saw I have them in two pools. And she said, well, why'd you take it in both?
Well, that's a good
idea. Why? Because the Rams are going to win. That's why.
That's a good question.
The Rams are going to beat Tampa. That's why.
Yeah. Listen, I hear you. I hear you. I had it significantly.
Navy +11 loser. Cal -4.5 quarterback gets hurt.
Time. Cal another one. No, I would like to. I had that circled in here, highlighted, darred.
Penn State rolled. That was a good pick, but that was one of the few. Michigan was good. Michigan rolled. That was a good pick.
We said 50. We said number's going to start with a 5, and we got the coach fired for Rutgers, which is another good thing.
And we took, all these teams were losing. We're like, man, we got to take points, get points. Take Nebraska +17 at home, and they get rolled. The game was over. I knew that was over +17 in the first quarter.
Yeah, forget it. Shut it off. Yeah.
When I'm laying 17 to some roadie, my team's got to struggle. Struggling.
Dang,
Stanford was up 14 points.
They should have lost.
No, they won by.
That should count as Clemson loss, by the way.
Clemson against North Carolina.
Yeah, they should have got that 2-pointer. That was a ballsy pick. Mac Brown's coach of the year already.
Speaking of which, 2 weeks I'll be in Clemson, Florida State.
That helped you. That just hooked you up.
Yeah. That line might get a little lower.
Yeah. It'll be under 4 scores.
Well, we don't really make it through the whole thing. I'll probably catch it at the El Selmo's. There's a Clemson bar called Esso or something. I'll probably be there for the second half.
You'll be sleeping. 9:00.
Yeah, I have a tendency to catch up on the rest on these guys.
That's right. Hey, go away. Get sleep up.
It's not easy to run 2 bars on a podcast, Web. Need some R&R time, brother.
We all can't be Chad Arnold.
He's Photoshopping all night long.
Right now. He's racking his brain to come up with a clever meme.
Yep. Sitting around, farting, snoring, and dressing up like a Mexican wrestler.
Right. a yarn... Poncho, whatever the girl said. Sure, that thing doesn't stink.
Sitting around, dressing up like a Mexican wrestler. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, listen. We could have a Mexican wrestler come on and make some picks for us. Isn't it?
Dude, nothing's off the table. Nothing's off the table.
That's right. We cannot turn our nose up to anything.
No. Sharon can go 3-0. And it's not even 3-0. I explained to her what ATS means the other day.
Yep.
So it's not even 3-0 against the spread. She's got two teams that were getting 10-plus that won outright.
Yeah. She had a money line. She'd be on a plane.
We'd be rich. Right. All right. So there's also there's a college game. So I'll tell you what. We'll talk about the Seahawks. I also like the under in that game.
Hold on. Want to look at that.
These two teams know each other. That game for the Rams got out of hand.
49.
This past weekend.
I do like that too, actually.
Yeah. These teams should be playing D. I think they're going to play it close to the vest. With the Rams had so many turnovers last week. They're going to play it close to the vest. They're not going to go to Seattle and start slinging around all over the place. They're going to try and get some control over things. So I like the under in that one.
Seattle's going to try to run the ball too. I mean, obviously, it looks like you could run the ball against the Rams. So I don't know. I mean, that's amazing to me. They were playing shitty against the run coming in, but Aaron Donald, man, what's was he there? Did he show up?
How does Jameis Winston? They scored
21.
They put up a 50. 28.
It was 20 with the 28.
Did they put up 50? They put up 50, didn't they?
Yeah. And he threw a pick six. Yeah, unbelievable.
All right, so I like. I don't know about you. I like Seattle and under 49 in that one.
I like the under there. I'll go with that. That's fine. That's right. Yeah, I can't go. Fuck the Rams too. Let's go Seattle. Right. For sure.
We'll take the home team Thursday. And then another home team I like. Getting a few points. UCF is finally playing a couple people. And Cincinnati, we were on them early. I think we had them when they beat that UCLA. But then we were on them some other week and they lost.
Well, UCF is in Cincinnati, 4.5.
Right. I like the home dog in this. I like the home dog.
Oh, you like the Bearcats, huh?
Yes, sir. All right.
Like going against our Central Florida? Come on, man.
Yeah, they screwed me last.
That's Pitt. It. That, done?
I told you that Pitt was my Super Bowl. That UCF against Pitt, I'll never hear the end of that at home here.
Yeah, fair enough.
That was the famous Pitt. That was the world famous Pitt game.
I think I like the over there too. Over 60, they're gonna throw that ball around. Right. Actually,
you go Cincy and over.
Yeah.
All right, Cincy. That's four plays.
All right, that's enough.
Four
what
plays
about
in
Thursday's
a
game? We got Temple and East Carolina. I guess we could probably skip. We could punt on that one, I guess.
Oh, what other games
out
there?
Actually, I do like
there?
Temple. Temple at East Carolina minus 10.5 and 46.5. I don't think East Carolina's got a win. I think I like Temple in that game.
I like Temple, too.
All
That's
right.
fine with me.
Now we're at 5, and we haven't even gotten past our Friday night. Love it.
We got Temple, a comeback. We got. Listen, we're on the same team. We're backing it. We got Kelly picks, we got Julia picks, we got Molly picks, we got the picks. Arnold family.
Right. Well, that's right.
And if we start losing, we'll just tell Chad to put the Mexican wrestler suit on.
Yes.
Get out the secret weapon. We'll get the secret weapon.
Yeah, go put your poncho on, man. And your gloves.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's great. Hey, that was worth the price of admission right there.
So we can talk a little bit about a Major League Baseball playoff starts this week, Webb.
Scherzer tomorrow. We love Scherzer against, I think, Woodruff or whatever his name is for Milwaukee. Milwaukee gave it their biggest shot. They're probably the hottest team in baseball. I think they lost 3 in a row. They killed me at the end of the season. Motherfuckers. But Scherzer's a baller. And the Nats are good, man. And they're going to do it just to shove it in Bryce Harper's face. So I like to definitely the Nats tomorrow. I think it's 8:00. They're like 165 Scherzer and Woodruff, I think the guy's name is.
Cool, yeah. And also I saw something said, you know, Scherzer hasn't really been as sharp as you're used to seeing him, but in a playoff game, you know he's going to come to play. But they also have, in a one-game situation, they have Strasburg ready in the bullpen if he has any issues.
And they got Corbin, too, behind him. I mean, that's what you're going to see. And I mean, they can't – what's his name? Yelich is out. He's done, so they're missing their best player. And they gave it a, you know, home run chance there to get there. They made it to the playoffs. They should be commended, but it's going to run – Scherzer's going to be mowing them down. I like no runs in the first inning, too, there. If you can get that, it should be good when they're going to be – slow to the jump on that game.
Yeah, good pitching. Then we got Wednesday. We got the American League wild card is the Rays at the A's.
I'm all over Oakland in that one. I don't have a number on that here yet, but I do like the A's. They're a solid team, top to bottom. I think the Rays I like too. I root for them. Just small market and the bullshit they got to deal with down there. And I do like them, the Rays. But I think A's win that game. Move on, and they're gonna get smoked by, get waxed by the Astros, so it don't really matter. But I do like the A's in that one.
Right. Speaking of that, so you got I think the winner of the Nationals goes to the Dodgers.
Correct.
The winner of the Nationals Brewers goes to the Dodgers. The winner of the Rays and the A's goes to the Astros.
Correct.
You got the Twins playing the Yankees and the Braves.
And the Cardinals.
Yeah. You got any leans on those series or any
Yankees
thoughts on
easy.
That?
I mean, you're gonna lay a number, but I saw some ridiculous stats on that. The Yankees are not losing that series. No way, no how. They'll get past there. They're going to lose to the Astros in the ALCS, is my prediction. And then whoever wins that Nats Dodgers series is going to World Series on the other side. The Braves, it seems like they hadn't had a meaningful game in a couple weeks. So I don't know if that helps them or hurts them against St. Louis. St. Louis is playing some big ball games. You know, right up till yesterday, I guess they finally won one to beat the Brewers for that tiebreaker or whatever. But so I don't know if that helps them or not. Maybe I like them in game one, take St. Louis in game one. I think the Braves do. Braves probably eke out that series, and then they lose to whoever wins. And I guess, I mean, it's hard to go against the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers probably beat the Nats. But whoever wins that Dodgers-Nats series beats the Braves to get to the World Series against the Astros, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Obviously, I wanted to go a different way in the American League. I just don't know that the Yankees, we've seen it time and time again. Man, the Yankees just don't have enough starting pitching. That's in playoffs, that's what you got to have. I know their bullpen's tough,
right.
And they smash the ball, but the Astros smash the ball every bit as good as the Yankees. And they have guys like Verlander coming out.
Verlander, Greinke, and Cole. I mean, that's against who? Paxton, and then they're counting on Severino, and then who? Tanaka? It's not, that doesn't, you know, all of a sudden Yankees are hitting 4 and 5 home runs a game. Now they're going to hit one. You know, they're going to go from scoring 7 runs to scoring 3 runs. So I don't see them getting through it. They had a great year. You know, especially they started out the year with all those injuries and everything. I just don't see them getting through it. The Astros are stacked. I mean, their bullpen kind of sucks a little bit too, but I don't know that. I mean, when you get to those series, you can throw one of those starters back there and get 3 outs, I think. And besides, they can all hit. So I do think the Astros pull it out to, you know, win the whole thing. You know, I don't know if the Dodgers can do it. I'm not there. Traditionally fall in this spot, and I'm not the Dave Roberts. Everyone says he can't coach, so that's gonna can't manage. So we'll see what happens there. But I think the Astros win it over the Dodgers or the Nats. I would like to see the Nats make it, but I think the Dodgers will probably be. It's probably gonna be Astros Dodgers.
I think I'm with you on that. Unfortunately, I love to take the Yankees. I hope they win. Hope the Yankees win.
It's just not even a value. I just don't
see them having to pitch and to get it done. We've seen it so many times. They smash the ball all season long.
Right.
But in the playoffs, man, it's just a different game.
Absolutely. And the value isn't even there for them to even, you know, it's not like you can get behind it. Or small numbers. Odds aren't long at all for the Yankees anyway. So it's not even, I mean, it's worth it. You're going to get plus odds, but it's not like it's, you know, a no-brainer.
So far, it looks like the Steelers are up. It's the fourth quarter. It's 24-3. Hopefully we get 2 wins here. We got the Steelers -3.5, and we got the under 44.5. So hopefully this one ticks out. We can get out of here with 2 wins.
There you go.
Okay, and that really get us
up,
going.
We got up to 80th.
Yep. Yeah. Listen, it's a long way to go. There's a long way to go.
Only one way to go from here, baby.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
We got they're dropping the puck in hockey season, Smith. Who do you like this year, man?
I have no idea. I have to do research. I have to research on that. Who do you like this year?
I like the Preds. I'm a Nashville Predators fan, actually. I like the Predators and the Avalanche in the West, and then in the East. I like Toronto, I think, is probably – actually, it won't be the – I'm sure Tampa Bay is the favorite. I like Toronto, and I like the Bruins. Those are my 2. So Bruins and Toronto in the East, and the Predators and the Avalanche in the West. My man John Morgan said the Devils and Rangers are both going to be fast but young and unpredictable. So I thought the Devils are long, crazy odds, so I guess they're going to obviously suck. But, I mean – I don't know what's going on with the Rangers. I don't know what's going on with New York teams in general. How these teams, the Knicks, the Rangers, the Jets, can all just compare, you know, perennially suck. It's crazy. The NFL, I get, they want parity, but New York Mets, too, are just disgrace. Disgrace,
right? Parity is not the Knicks' problem. Parity is not the other team's problem, not the Jets. Well, like you say, football. All of a sudden, it looks like the Giants have more to look forward to than the Jets.
This was the year that the Jets were going to be better than the Giants, man.
Right.
This was the year. Nope. Not so fast.
So much for that. Not so much so for that, fast. Nick Perrone.
Sorry, Nick. Sorry, Polish.
Back to the drawing board. That's Motto, right. Got you. Spin the bottle. Right. Spin the bottle, right. Got you.
Stop making out with high school chicks, dude. Fucking asshole. Yep. Motto. Can't make it up.
Well, so we're going to have another episode this week, and then the following 2 weeks we'll just have one episode. But we wanted to get a little recap of the weekend's games. Yeah. Obviously, we're a little down. Yeah. A little down and out. But we wanted to make sure we got some Chad Arnold ammunition. He's been pretty tough on us. He's got the family. He's got my family involved. You know, Jersey. You know, when you talk to the family, you talk to the family. It's like you're going beyond.
It's too much.
So we had to talk to the family, too.
That's right. Let's stir the pot. Go jersey on him.
You got anything else we want to cover tonight, or we got some picks?
We got some picks next game. I guess probably we'll get a little bit more in depth on the next second round. We should be a little bit deeper into the baseball, and then we got Saturday and Sunday's picks. Man, we're gonna 2-0 here. It's gonna be a big week. Gonna be a big week for the Rangers.
Listen, I feel it. If we get 2-0 tonight, I feel like this is gonna turn right now. It's gonna be all positive. We're gonna get back to be a team. Get back to being a team on this. Right, no more Dallas and the Saints. So, I mean, we've let that rest now. The Saints are better than the Cowboys. It's behind us. It's behind us. The Saints dominate the Cowboys. It's behind us now. We don't have to talk about it anymore.
Oh, you got the Bucks coming to town this week. James is going to drag another 5 spot on somebody this week.
Sharon's Tampa Bay Bucks coming to town.
Yeah, that's right.
The team that knocked me out thousands of dollars of shit.
Yeah. Oh, the Cowboys got a tough one, too. Green Bay coming to town. All right, we'll
Green
see.
Green Bay, they're going to be fresh off that loss. They're going to be ready to roll.
Yeah.
But it seems like Green Bay's been at home a lot. It must be – I don't know how many times they've been on a road, but Dallas might – I don't know. We'll see. We're going to have some picks. We're going to have some picks. You know that. Listen, next show, we're going to have all kinds of picks for the weekend. Right now, we got Seahawks. We got the under Thursday night. We got Cincinnati Bearcats and the over. And we got the Temple Owls.
Owls. Yep. On the road. That's Thursday.
All right. Oh, we also took the Nats and the A's. Don't forget.
Nats are tomorrow night too, and then A's are Wednesday. Yep. And then it gets really real, and then we can look at those other games too. We actually have some numbers. We don't have any numbers here on the series.
All right. Well, I just want to send a special thank you out to Kelly, Molly, and Julia Arnold. That was so sweet. I want to thank Dwight because he held Chad over at his house for a little while for us tonight. He called him and said he had some kind of emergency repair needed to get done. So Chad ran over there. I set this up with Kelly yesterday, tried to get something going. So we've tried to set this up. So that was a lot of fun. And thank you, girls, for the picks. Hey, if you're winners, you never know. You might be
that's
back
right,
on there again.
That's right. That's
and just right. To make sure, I mean, throw on the wrestling outfit if it's needed.
That's right.
To be. If it's Seahawks,
that's right.
If it's a close game, throw it on. Let's get it.
Put on that wrestling mask and some gloves.
Let's get it. All right, bro. Good talking to you. Dallas and Saints are behind us. Let's get it. We got two tonight. Let's get two wins and move on.
Who knows? This is our week.
John Groh, thank you for the bumper music. Facebook, The Wager Makers Podcast. Twitter, @TheWagerMakers. Instagram, @TheWagerMakers. SportsWatchMonitor.com to check our picks. iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play Music, Podbean, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. Thank you all very much for listening.
Thanks, guys. As Devin Weber says on YouTube, subscribe, like, and hit your notifications, please.
Dig it. Do it. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, guys.